Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting in Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top of the Amud. So we just learned that the first 3 months after the Misa of husband, no Yibum or Chalida should be done until 3 months after, because maybe the Yevamo is pregnant. Says the Gemara, but what happens if Cholatz betoich shloish chadoshim? There was chalitza done within the first 3 months. Mao jeteh tzricho la'acha shloish chadoshim. Does she need to have another chalitza after the 3 months? So when Yishreini Minado, let's learn from the following. We have a similar case. K'tano shecholzo, tachlitz v'shitagtil. If you have an underage child, below the age of 12, that she did a chalitza, she should do chalitza again. V'im lo yecholzo, chalitza sakshir. But the evidence, the chalitza does work. Ramana Amar Lasta, Ramana said it on his own. Rabbi Yitzchok Brei Davchiyo Matibo Mishim Rabbi Yochanan. He said in name of Rabbi Yochanan. Who's the man the Amar that says you have to do Chalitza again? Teramehi, Teramehi Amar in Chotzin Vehim Yabmim Esaktano. Ramayor says that you should not do Chalitza Yibum for an underage child. Shematimotze Ailonis. We always know Ramayor's Choish Chashish Lemiyuto. Even though most women are not Ailonis, maybe this woman is Ailonis that she cannot have children. And male, there's no din chalitza even for her. Since we wait for the underage child to wait to grow up to become an adult. L'chatchila. Says the Gemara, Kemo de'ato metamon afa pi shecholtza. Chalitza is. So there it says clearly, you should not do chalitza when she's underage. And if she did it, she should do it again. But the evidence works. But you see that we do require her to do chalitza again. Also over here, even though she did chalitza, we tell her to do chalitza again after the 3 months. Says the boy, what happens if you did chalitza for a pregnant woman? We would think she doesn't require chalitza because she's pregnant. So she, the husband has a child and there's no yibum chalitza. But then, he pila. She had a miscarriage. Now she had a miscarriage. Lemafreya, I mean, retroactively, we find out that the chalitza was needed. Does that chalitza work? Chalitza was done during pregnancy. Second one, Yishmein, let's learn from the following. Harei shemeis v'iniach es ishtri miubers. One died, and he left his wife pregnant. Yecholte es kukal yovim. Could it be she's chayav to do yibum because she doesn't have a child that's not pregnant, I mean, she doesn't have a child who's born? Tomod loyim v'loyim mocheh shmoyim Yisrael. It says the name should not be erased. Mashma, that tafka if you're coming to erase a name. But here, there's not an erase of a name. There will be children to this person, just not right now. Oh, so that means that's considered to be that he has children. So the tzar can be able to, is able to get married. Tomud lo imar, lakiv lachim shem b'Yisrael. Ad sheteida im en kayomahu im einu ben kayomah. You have to make sure first if it's a comma shame. Is there a child that will be born over here or there isn't? So the fact that she's pregnant, that does help. That does tell me that maybe there's no mechias shame. But I don't know for sure yet that there's a comma shame. Continues the Gemara, the drasha that we have in that brisa, from the psukim. Could it be that a wife of a saris who cannot have children, will she require to have a yibum? Tomod loyma veloyi mache shmoy misrael. Meaning, it needs to be somebody who has the ability not to have a mechia shem, meaning that he does it, he will be able to have children. He does not have children anyway, so that's why there's no din of a comma shame over there. Continues the Gemara and says, Yochol Omer Tzoroso Muteres Leinose. In what case? In the case of a koinis as Yevimtoi Venitis Muberes. Someone married is Yevomo, and you find out now she's pregnant. So the marriage over here is not sure the marriage is a good marriage. But for the tzara, mimanavshach, if the marriage is a good marriage, so her tzara did a yibum. If the marriage is not a good, meaning if there's a child, so the tzara can leave. So can the tzara marry in that case? Says the Gemara, you're using the gear of Abchaim. Kmo yidat oma tzaraso lo yitinose. Ad shetedem in kayomo, imenu ben kayomo. The same way we do not allow the tzara to get married, when her tzara is pregnant, until you know for sure that it's a ben kayamo, so here, loy tinose. He also has a similar idea that you don't allow the tzara to marry. Achetayda b'mehi muteris in bebir in bebio. Is it the ibur or the bia? In other words, even though mimanam shashin muteris, Because either their co-wife is married or she has a child. But because I don't know what is matir, I don't let her get married. Reb Chaim explains a little more. What's the comparison? There you could be soymech on roiv. There is roiv to be soymech on. But I'm not going to be relying on that only until I know for sure clearly that it's a ben kayama. So here, I want to know for sure what's the reason that we're matir. Says the Gemara, now let's go back to our question. What's the case by us? One did a chalitza to a woman who's pregnant. Now if the pregnancy is not a ben kayama, the chalitza should be good. If it is a ben kayama, you don't need a chalitza. So you might have should be able to get married. We say no. Chalitza ptur be ptur. The same way I don't just allow based on a bia, meaning based on a marriage, until I know for sure, until I know that's the reason. So also by chalitza, the same thing. I have to have clarity what was the reason for the ptur. Continues the one that says Shmuel Amar Zokin Bubar. You could be mezake a gift to an uber to a fetus. Plus Amar Ein Zokin Bubar. You cannot give to an uber. You're not be able to. You can't give him a gift. Amar Beis Avak of the Shmuel Amar Zokin Bubar. Moidu Ruhu Shiyotza Roisho Veru Bachaim. Shmuel has one condition. In order for one to be able to mezake to uber, the uber has to be born Roisho Veru alive. Has to be a ben kayama. Then retroactively, the gift during the time of pregnancy works. But if the child wasn't born, so then the gift that was during pregnancy did not work. We find that Lema Freya. That's how Rabbi Yosa explains Shmuel. Says the Gemara di Masniso, this is our Mishnah. So the Chalitza to his Yavama. You find out now that she's pregnant. The same you say over there. Benu Lema Freya, Loi Nogabo Chalitza. Meaning, if she gives birth to a ben kayomo, so then you say the chalitza didn't do anything. Doesn't oyser her, doesn't do, it has no effect, the chalitza. Because even though he wasn't born before when the chalitza was done, once the child is born, so retroactively I know it was a child from the time of pregnancy. Continues the one of Chofav on base. Similarly over here, ben, that's the case of a chayim, ben l'mafreya v'hu sheyizke. He is a child, l'mafreya, if there was a schus. I mean, this chus works if he was born. So then you say, I'm afraid he was a child from the beginning. See what Tamantin, we learn over there. Someone says, my wife is pregnant. If it's a boy, I want him to take $100. If it's a female, if it's a daughter, my time. So then he said, I want him to take 200. Then the din is, Yolda Nekeva, no tas my time. She will take 200. So it really, what he's giving the son or daughter that will be born, there's zoyche. That's only talking about his son, not a stranger. I mean, your blazer holds that you cannot really give to a fetus, not shayach. To a son, there's a special takon, as we'll see in a moment. The one can give to his son, but not, it's not a din that applies to anybody else. You can give to anyone. You can be mezake to a uber. We gave it to Kana for Shchimira, person who was on his deathbed, that he can come and give to his child. Takana is only a metaltim, not a karka. I mean, although it's not a real gift, so it's only Takana, so Takana is very limited. The following Brisa argues in our blazer. It says, Ger Shemes Ubizbizuiz Shoaz Nechasov. You have a ger, we assume he has no children. And he died, and he has no, we take the example of a ger, because it means he has no family at all to inherit him. So came Israel and took away his properties, took away his assets. And then they found out that he has a son, the son of Medina Sayyam, we didn't know about. Or that his wife is pregnant. I call him, I have to give return back, because now he does have someone to inherit him. So what do you see? You see that a fetus is Zoyche, because we're talking about here that the woman is pregnant. You say that the child of the ger is Yerushim, even though she's pregnant. Even though he was not born, you see that an uber is able to be koine. Ma'ovud la'blozo, blozo will do this raya. Shani yo'ocha shubnoi. Here it's different. Here it's a natural inheritance, that a son is inheriting his father. Blozo agrees that a fetus does inherit his father naturally. But to go and give him a gift, to be mezak to him, that's something you can't do. Selim of seva pligal shmuel minado de abyoiso. So now the second part that we just mentioned, argues on Shmuel the way Rabbi Yosi explained him. Because it says over there, the second part of that bright, so Hechziru HaKoyil V'Achakar Meisabeinu Shipilo. Everybody returned what they took from the ger. And then after they returned it, the son died, or the wife had a miscarriage. Kol HaKoydim V'Achoyino Zocho. Meaning anybody who's going to grab on to the nechosim of the ger achrono after the death, after the miscarriage, he's zoiche. Whoever took it originally is not zoiche. Now what's the question? Why not? Why the people that grabbed the nechosim of the ger before, why are they not zoiche? That's what we just saw in the end of Amud Aleph. The basic came to explain Shmuel that even if you hold that a fetus is koine, it's only if he's going to be born. But in this case, he was never born. It was a miscarriage. So the fetus that was never zoiche, if he was never zoiche, anybody who grabbed onto the chosim of the ger, it can hold on to it. Why? Because in this case, Hari Einu ben Kayama, he's not ben Kayama. You're right. Mikar didn't really, there was no zchia to the Uber. And the ones who grabbed on to the nechosim of the ger should really be able to keep it. But they were misyash. When they heard that the wife is pregnant, they gave up on their properties. So therefore, it's like a hefker. But Mikar din, the din is, you're right, that the Uber did not create it at all. Blazer changed his mind. Why? Because the Mishnah we quoted before. We said before, you can give to a male, to a son, 100, and to a female, he's going to give 200. Now, Blazer said that only works for your child, not for somebody else. V'nekevo, the Gersa of Chaim is, v'nekevo gabi zochor loy ki'inyan achru. A nekevo, in comparison to a zochor, isn't she like a acher? Meaning, Rav Chaim says, we're pointing, you're talking about a twin. If you have twins, boys, a boy and a girl, and he's gifting the boy 100 and the girl 200, I mean, he's giving his daughter 200 when the son is here, the girl, the daughter, in comparison to the son, is a acher. She's not a yoyrish. So if you're saying it's a special takano that Shechim Mirah has for his yoyrish, that's if he's giving to his son, not if he's giving to the daughter. So here you have a raya, that even a blazer, a raya against a blazer, that you could be mizake to Uber. He has to be born to be mizake, not a Uber. He holds that you can't be mizake to Uber. Halacha beizok the Mishnah. Hakoyne says yevim toivin nimtzes mubers. Someone married a yevamo, and he sees that she's pregnant. Fiyoldo, and now she gives birth. Bisman shehavlad shel kayomo yoytzi v'chayvim b'karmen. If it's a good vlad, so that means it was wrong for him to marry her. So they both have to be a karmen. They did something wrong. But if you find that it's not Avlot Shekayama, so his marriage is a good marriage. But now there is a child, this woman has a child. I'm not sure if it's the son of the late brother who died, or it's the son of the one who just married her. So I'm not sure if it's a good marriage or a bad marriage. Yoitzi has to divorce her. The Avlat kosher. The Avlat is not a mamzer, because the Imanoshach is okay. V'chayovim bo'ashontoli. So Ashontoli is, whenever one needs to bring a korban, for sure, if he's in doubt, he brings the Ashram Toli. We'll see more details of when the doubt applies in the Gemara. But the idea of Ashram Toli is that I'm not sure if I did something wrong. In this case over here, they're not sure if they did something wrong because we don't know if the child belongs to the Yavam or to his brother. Says the Gemara, So we're starting now with the first rule regarding Ashram Toli. Anything that I can find out if it's Issa here or not, I don't bring in the meantime Ashram Toli. The Gemara explains the example. Hey, Chavito, what's the case? You have two pieces, like the size of a kazais. One is chayla, which is you're not allowed to eat. One is shuman, a piece of fat, which you're allowed to eat. Shuman here means that like you consider it like meat. He ate one of them. He's not sure which one did he eat. Did he eat the one which is osur? One is mutter. But I have the other piece. Is in a box. It's locked in. And if you open up the box, you'll find out what he ate. Because whatever he did not eat, standing in the box. So now he comes and asks, I know that I couldn't find out if I did something wrong. But in the meantime, I don't have the key. So I don't know if I did something wrong. Should I bring Ashram Toli in the meantime? says the Gemara Nishmeini Minado. We call him from our Mishnah. According to says, if you don't even name says Muberes, so married the Velma and found that she's pregnant. Maybe. What happens in the meantime? We learned in the Mishnah. If she's pregnant, so he has to wait. If she it will be a ben kayomo, then he did something wrong. He has to bring a korban chatos. If it's not a ben kayomo, he does not. In the meantime, does he bring a shotali? Hadom rashein or maybe the Mishnah did not say that he bring a shotali. The only case you bring a shotali, maybe it's in a case that I can't find out because you have a child. You don't know if it's the son of the first, the son of the second. But if I could find out, you wait to find out. So you don't, the chiddush is don't say you bring a shotali in the meantime before I found out. A shotali is if there's no way to find out in the future, then you bring an a shotali. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yevamis Davchof Aleph.